Chapter 1, Beginning of the Freeze, 184. Music played all around Ian's Sandgrave. The citizens of Lertherlin were working hard to enjoy themselves and warm up from the settling cold outside. Laughter and merriment filled the common room of the High Horse Inn. Wooden mugs thudded onto tabletops in time with the beat of the musicians on the large stage. Forks and knives clattered onto plates as patrons of every class enjoyed themselves after a long day of work. The smells of roasted pork and freshly baked bread wafted around the room, mixed with the bittersweet smell of spilled ale. Outside, the last glimmer of the fading sun cast a dull glow through the windows, mixing in with the candlelight spread around the room. To Ian, it was all a dull buzz, muted by the rage rising in his stomach as he stared down the man seated across the table from him. This was the man who had driven a bone protrusion through Ian's stomach, almost killing him. This was the man who had sawed Azalea's wings from her back, scarring her mind as deeply as her body. Sadik Nidot. A man more evil than any creature from the abyss. Now that he knew it was the monster from his past that hid behind the face in front of him, Ian could see the shadow of Sadik in his features. A hint of the older man's thick nose, a few wrinkles on a face that appeared too young to have them. His slick-backed black hair looked out of place on a head that had previously been bald. A smile that at one time Ian had believed held happiness and friendship, now barely hid the malice in its grinding teeth. When Ian spoke, his voice rumbled with his barely controlled desire for murder.
Tell me why I shouldn't reach across this table and kill you.
My dear Ian, Sadik tisked.
Amusement touched his features, which added more fuel to Ian's fire.
Is that any way to greet an old friend? What chance do you think you'd have without your imp and that wingless creature masquerading as a woman? I'm much more powerful now than the first time you tried to kill me.
So am I, Ian replied. And I'm no longer the naive boy you left dying in the mountain. I know exactly what you are. But you, on the other hand, have no idea what you're dealing with.
Perhaps, the smile drained from Sadik's face. Perhaps not. Either way, you won't attack me here.
He waved his hand around the common room of the inn. Not surrounded by all these people.
People who fear anything having to do with the place where you get your powers from. And you certainly would not want to make a scene in the heart of the city the Seekers call their home.
Now it was Ian's turn to smile.
Maybe the Seekers don't view me as such a dangerous threat anymore.
That was true for at least one of them, he hoped. Caitlin was a hard person to read, and while they hadn't parted on hostile terms, she had taken a break from trying to kill him. He hoped it wasn't just a break.
You want me to believe you turned a group whose sole purpose is to eradicate anything connected to the abyss to your side? Come now, I'm not a fool.
A few of the people closest to them cast disturbed looks before getting up and moving away, a common reaction when either the Seekers or the Abyss were mentioned. Ian had begun to wonder which one the people feared more.
Anyway, Sadik continued, I just wanted to say I'm happy you survived. It's going to make what happens next all the more interesting, I think.
And what do you think happens next?
Oh, I don't want to ruin all of the surprises I have planned. For one, I have some exciting things going on in the Deep South. Do you know anything about the savage Umdea lands? If you can get past the Umdea and find me, you are in for an amazing show.
How about instead we wait for the inn to clear out? We go out back and I rip you apart with my bare hands.
Wait for people to leave?
Bah!
Sadik scoffed.
You're stalling because you're not as confident about the Seekers or your abilities as you pretend.
Maybe you're right, but then again, maybe my plan is to pay you back 1,000 times the pain you caused Azalea, but without hurting any innocent bystanders.
Even if that's true, you interrupted me before I got to the very best part.
A smug grin appeared on his face as Sadik leaned forward.
I wanted to tell you of my beautiful plans for Rotwealth, which, coincidentally, happens to be your hometown.
Ian froze, his mouth open with a string of harsh words that had died on his lips at the mention of his home. The first thought that passed through his mind was an image of his subterranean home in the mountain and the variety of creatures he had freed from the abyss that lived there.